Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Dylan, open the door.
Look, everyone, he's coming through the door.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, look, everybody, it's Barney!
Oh, yeah? As you learn, my name is Dylan, but you can call me Dylan. I'm probably the only colored who doesn't have a nickname. I'm my only child. My favorite TV show is Brothers and Sisters. But really, I've got no brothers and no sisters I know about. So when my parents die, I'm going to get everything. That's I'm never going to get a job. I'm playing the waiting game. But I'm growing real impatient. I know I am, because the other day my mom broke her ankle. The doc called me in. I was like, Doc, let her go. It's what she would have wanted. My father's a teacher. And it's great that he's a teacher. I like that he's shaping the future taxi drivers of tomorrow. The only problem I have is that he brings his teacher tendencies into our household. Like the other day he came home and he was like, honey, where's the food? My mom was like, I didn't cook. But why? Because I didn't have lust to. My dad was like, how? Rice and meat, how? Eventually that evening my mom did cook. She and I got most of the food. My dad only got 8.6%.
And he has arrived, Dylan Willifont. I love those one-liners of yours.
Hello, Barney. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Nice to have you. I've listened to that about 100 times, and every time I listen to it, I crack up laughing. I mean, your one-liners are absolutely amazing. You are going to join me now for the next 2 hours. Yeah. And we're going to, I mean, you're only, what, 22, right?
I'm 24.
24?
Yeah.
Just sort of gave you a compliment there. How old do you think I am, Dylan?
22.
Thank you for the compliment. No, that's 22 plus VAT, remember that. So already, I mean, your personality shining through, that laugh of yours. You're an amazing guy. I've only known you for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're just this lovable guy, great personality. You love people. I can see it already. So let's start right at the beginning. Where were you born?
I was born in Eldorado Park. In extension 6 in Eldorado Park.
They have about 14 extensions now, huh?
They have about 10 extensions, and I was born in extension 6.
Six.
Because that's where my grandma stays.
Okay.
So I grew up there. My parents have been married for 18 years, and I'm 24 years old.
So, do you remember anything?
Do I remember anything about Eldorado Park?
Well, as a kid.
Extension 6.
Yeah.
We always used to steal peaches next door.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. We always used to steal peaches. And I also attended school in Extension 6 for like a week. But then in grade 1, I attended school there for a week. And then I left because I punked too much.
This is not a joke. Huh?
Not even a joke. I'm not even lying. I left because I bunked too much because I started early, you know, because that's how it is. Now I'm the best bunker. It was like a development program for me.
So did you get through matric or did you come through Eldorado Park?
No, I did get through matric eventually.
So at school, primary school, were you head boy? I heard rumors.
I was head boy in grade 7, yes, and then because my father's a teacher at that school, so I had
nepotism.
No, it's called context.
Okay. So at school, did you start telling jokes? And were you a humorous person then? Let's go. I just want to hear, your mom and dad, were they funny people? Do you remember when you were at primary school into high school? Were they always telling jokes as well? Were they funny people?
My mom loves laughing. My dad also has a really loud laugh, like you'll know when he's in the house and he's laughing. But my dad was a very strict guy. He was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very like,
I'd try to crack a joke and he'd be like, I hope you know your schoolwork as good as that. I'd be like, no.
So at school, were the other kids boys and girls, mixed?
Yeah, boys and girls.
Were they nice girls, primary school? Do you remember any of them?
I don't remember. Oh. I remember like two. Only the two that I liked. I only remember the two pretty ones because we only had two pretty girls. Which is weird because we were 800 students in a class. And
And any memories? I mean, at primary school, did you have a lot of friends around you? Did everybody like you? Or were you sort of a loner? You did your own thing?
I had a few friends, but I was proper loner, I guess. I was a very quiet child. I still am quite very, very quiet. But as a child, I had my friends that I played with. But yeah, we don't have any contact recently. Nothing now.
What happened at primary school? Because we're going to go through your whole career. You're still in primary school now, by the way. No. Did you wear school uniforms?
Did we wear school uniform? Yeah, we wore school uniform. It was green and white. Green and white checks. So we looked like we belong on tables. And
tell me, do you remember your first day at school?
Do I remember my first day at school? Yes, I do. I remember my first day at Chris even. Both of those days, because I cried both of those days. And high school, I also cried. Whenever it's a first, I cry.
And your parents, they were there with you, obviously, and your dad probably said, stop crying.
My dad had no choice. He had to be there. He was my teacher. Yeah.
So, I think it's great for a man to cry, hey? Big boys cry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess it's great for a man to cry, show some emotion.
Yeah, exactly.
But grade 8, I don't think it was the right time because it made the rest of my years very difficult for me.
Okay, we're going to talk about that soon. But let's kick off with one of the most amazing artists ever. You grew up listening to him. You asked me to play some of his music. First song up, Michael Jackson. What do you like about Michael Jackson and the song Man in the Mirror? Because if you watch the video, I mean, Vietnam is in there, Bishop Tutu. He's in there, Adolf Hitler. I mean, it's an amazing video, but Michael Jackson, great entertainer.
Yeah, amazing entertainer, one of the best, if not the greatest, we have ever done. And Man in the Mirror is such an amazing song. It's a self-explanatory song, actually, because that's where you need to start. That's where change begins. It begins with you. Mm. And that's what I love about Man in the Mirror. And he did begin with himself also. It's ironic.
Let's have a listen. My in-studio guest, the Masakin van Aldo's, Dylan Willifont. You're not scared of me or anything?
No, I'm not scared of, no.
Oh, you're right.
I live in El Dorado Park. I can't be scared of anything.
I'll come to El Dorado Park and be the kingpin there of all the gangs. How's that? I'll sort them out, eh?
Please do.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Decorate.